Yesterday, Blue Planet Run got underway in Manhattan. It's being billed as the first ever round-the-world relay race. Over the next 3 months, a team of 20 international runners will cover more than 15,000 miles over four continents. Each athlete will run about 10 miles a day before passing a baton to a teammate, all for the sake of raising awareness about the need for clean drinking water worldwide. Attorney Dot Helling of Montpelier, Vermont, is one of the participants. We caught up with her earlier this week in New York. So how will this work exactly?
We're broken into five sub-teams. Four teams are on, one is off every fifth day. And we're rotating, running 24/7 around the clock until we come back to New York on September 4th.
And what about the oceans? Are you going to be running aboard ship?
We're not. We are actually going to fly across the Atlantic and the Pacific and use that time to rest.
Very, very good idea. And how many miles overall do you think you will run personally?
I'm probably going to run between 800 and 1,000 miles total.
And you'll actually be passing off a baton.
At each 10-mile exchange point, we're passing off a baton and we're having a little ceremony. And we'll be educating the communities about the safe drinking water problem, which is massive, and it's a critical issue. There are over a billion people that don't have safe drinking water, and it's an easy problem to solve if you get people the knowledge and the means to do it. And the beauty of the Blue Planet Run Foundation is that it provides the resources for communities to do it themselves so that the fix is sustainable. And this fix is not about delivering bottled water. It's about making water available in these communities.
Well, how many pairs of running shoes do you think are going to go through in this race?
Well, you know, that's funny. We have so much stuff to carry, and I came here with four new pairs of shoes, and I sent one back. So I'm going with three brand new pairs of shoes, which should be sufficient.
I read in your bio that the tune Tiptoe Through the Tulips sometimes runs through your mind as you're running. That could drive you crazy, I would think.
It drove me nuts. In fact, it was my first marathon. That was, and it was Tiny Tim singing it on the radio, and it just stuck in my head. And I'd like to tell people that that's why I got to the finish line, because I just had to get that tune out of my head. But, you know, it was my mantra. It just kept me going.
Well, good luck, Ms. Helling.
Thank you, John.
Dot Helling on her way to running around the world.
Tiptoe through the tulips with me.